The Bush administration today resolved a debate over whether international law applies to the treatment of detainees at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Former Taliban fighters, the administration concluded, are covered by the Geneva Convention. Former al-Qaeda fighters are not. The decision should not make much of a difference in the treatment of the Guantanamo detainees, however. Neither the Taliban nor the al-Qaeda fighters are officially considered prisoners of war. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Two questions were at stake here. One was whether the international laws of war, as summarized in the Geneva Convention, apply to the conflict in Afghanistan. The administration's answer, partly yes, partly no. That raises the second question. To the extent the Geneva Convention does apply, do the Guantanamo detainees get official prisoner of war rights? The administration's answer here, no. President Bush had originally decided the Geneva Convention didn't even apply in the Afghanistan war, but this position raised some concerns within the U.S. military. If the United States were to decide unilaterally that its wartime conduct in Afghanistan is not covered by international laws of war, U.S. military personnel taken prisoner in the future could be in jeopardy of losing their legal rights under the Geneva Convention. So the administration reconsidered and came up with an artful compromise summarized today by White House spokesman Ari Fleischer.
The President has maintained the United States' commitment to the principles of the Geneva Convention while recognizing that the Convention simply does not cover every situation in which people may be captured or detained by military forces, as we see in Afghanistan today.
In effect, the administration has decided to treat the fight against terrorism as two separate conflicts. First, there's the war in Afghanistan against the Taliban regime and its armed forces. This war, Fleischer said, is covered by international laws of war.
Afghanistan is a party to the Geneva Convention. Although the United States has not recognized the Taliban as a legitimate Afghani government, the President determined that the Taliban members are covered under the treaty because Afghanistan is a party to the convention.
The second war is the battle against the al-Qaeda network around the world. This other war, Fleischer says, is not covered by the recognized laws of war.
Al-Qaeda is an international terrorist group and cannot be considered a state party to the Geneva Convention.
So that's how the first question was resolved. As for the second issue, whether any detainees qualify for POW status, the answer was no. The third Geneva Convention, as the administration points out, specifies that battlefield detainees warrant POW status only if they meet certain criteria. For example, if they carry their weapons openly. Using such criteria, the administration is saying the Taliban fighters are unlawful combatants, not POWs. Eugene Fidel, president of the National Institute of Military Justice, points out with the al-Qaeda fighters detained at Guantanamo, the Geneva criteria didn't even come up.
In the case of the al-Qaeda, the decision seems to be they don't even get to take the test. They fail, period, because they don't have the sort of national dimension that Taliban had.
Under the compromise, the administration has probably satisfied those who were uncomfortable with the position that the Geneva Convention didn't apply at all. But Fidel says the administration has also laid down a challenge to the international community to reconsider core assumptions about the nature of warfare today.
I think it is consistent with the tone that President Bush has struck in terms of recognizing that we're dealing with an entirely different phenomenon in modern world history. You're dealing with a phenomenon of organized violence that transcends and is basically oblivious of national boundaries. That's different.
In fact, the decision makes little practical difference in the treatment of the Guantanamo detainees. They will all be treated humanely, U.S. officials say, and since no detainee can be tortured or coerced into giving information he doesn't want to provide, the judgment will make little difference in how the detainees can be interrogated. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.